Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another edition of What We Are Reading. And we're focused on the same book as last time, The Power of One by Tim Roberts, a very interesting book about Christian unity. And in reflecting upon a passage in Ephesians 4, Tim writes something. But let me just quote the bit from Ephesians 4. First, there is one body and one spirit through one body, one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And reflecting on that, Tim says this about unity and diversity. I'd like to get your thoughts on this. God has revealed himself as unified, complete, in communion with himself, and enjoying perfect harmony as Father, Son, and Spirit. We, his people, are called to enjoy the same loving unity within our communities. Why stick together? Because we have one Father, one Lord, and one Spirit. And this is the key phrase for today. Unified diversity is the very nature of God. This is the power of one. Unified diversity is the very nature of God. What do you think about that? Unified diversity, is that what you think Jesus is hoping for in John 17 when he prays for all of his disciples to be one as he and the Father are one, so the world will know and the message will go out to the whole of the world? Unified diversity. As I was thinking about this, I looked at my pen pot on the desk here, and in my pen pot, bought for me by my wife, I realized I have a lot of different pens. We have this kind of rollerball pen. I've got a lovely fountain pen, somewhat like strange kind of, I think, African-based pen, a couple of Bic biros, and I have other pens that are, here's an Abiro, a Parker one. I've got a number of different pens in the pot. Is this the kind of idea, diversity and yet unity? They all have a similar function. They're all in my pot. Is that it? Is that the idea? What do you think? When you think of unity in diversity, or unified diversity, as Tim puts it, when you read that, you hear about that, does that describe Christian unity? What do you think about that? I really value your thoughts because I'm teaching on John 17 in December, and I'm trying to get my head around what this means. I hope you can leave me a message. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message wherever you see or hear this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.